This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Xiao Ning. Now it is 9:17 in the morning and markets have been open for just under 20 minutes. And how's it looking now?
It's still slightly up for the FBM KLCI at 0.3% positive territory. And we have one stock actually jumping right to the top of the volume list, number two, if not. It's 6.25% down. That's Lambo Group. And went to the website. The tagline is Be Addicted to Style. Well, it's not so stylish today. It's 6.25% down.
To 7.5 cents. Okay, now according to MIDF Research, the recently revived East Coast Railing Project is expected to contribute 2.7% to Malaysia's economic growth, and the boost should kick in from the start of the project and last until the end of it, with the full estimated GDP contribution will depend on the spillover effects from other economic sectors.
MIDF thinks that the ECRL will provide Malaysia with an advantage in international trade as it's located in a strategic location to China and other ASEAN nations, and that an improvement of transportation network and connectivity in the country will result in better resource allocation, productivity and mobility.
So to elaborate further, we have with us Daniel Razak, construction analyst with MIDF. Thanks for joining us, Daniel. Now, your report says the ECRL will boost economic growth by 2.7%. Now, could you break that down for us?
So we expect ECRLs to contribute 2.7% to Malaysia's economic growth. In addition, the compensation of employees and net operating surplus projected to rise by 3.6% and 2.1% respectively. So as the project would require machinery and transport equipment, our estimate shows imported commodities and consumption of fixed capital will also rise by 3.3% and 2.1% respectively. So moving forward, the railway project would actually contribute to the economic expansion through both direct and indirect medium in the long run. So partly this would be due to better jobs creation, opening up new areas, foreign direct investment, increase in external trade activities, and as well as the strengthening of domestic demand.
And when it comes to projects like this, there is always talk about the multiplier effect. Could you tell us which sectors will benefit and why?
Basically, for output multiplier, so the output multiplier for railway is relatively high. And we see among the 124 sectors, the railway's multiplier is ranked the 16th highest. And to make it simple, for every 1 ringgit the government invests in railway, it will actually generate about 2 ringgit and 5 cents of output to the total economic activities. In terms of sectors that will benefit, we note that the transportation ratio of ECRL is 70% freight and 30% passengers. So hence the construction, industrial and tourism as well as external activities are predicted to benefit from this project. In addition, the railway project is also expected to benefit the real estate sector and developments in surrounding areas of the project.
What about the tourism and construction sectors? What's your outlook on these sectors?
Yeah, basically, our outlook is positive for the sectors moving forward. But looking at valuation alone for construction, we see that the expectation has already been priced in. And this was actually reflective on the KL Con performance, which we saw has been moving faster than its fundamentals. And this is ahead of the announcement. But selectively, we still think there are good opportunities for investors. In our coverage, Gabungan AQRS, Muhibah Engineering, IJM Corporation, MRCB and WCT were among the counters that we have actually identified as the potential beneficiaries. And these are among the active players for the local railway jobs. So for Gabungan, it is actually our favourite to clinch a sizable above-ground job leading to the Kota SAS. And this is due to the proximity and involvement for the development of Kota SAS. Meanwhile, for IJM Corp, I think it stands a good chance of winning the Spurline scope into the Kuantan port. And this is possible due to its proximity of the station sites and Kuantan port, which is also a subsidiary of IJM and Malaysia China Kuantan Industrial Park.
Now, Daniel, what about the East Coast? How is this going to tangibly affect them?
So from our estimates, we expect the three states that are likely to reap most of the economic benefits of ECRL are Kelantan, Terengganu and Pahang. So with ECRL, we believe it will accelerate the progress of projects under the East Coast Economic Region. And some of the industries which will see the direct impact are manufacturing, tourism, oil and gas and agribusiness. Accordingly, we think that it will likely stimulate more private investment in the economy of these states.
And that was Daniel Razak, construction analyst with MIDF. And he highlighted several stocks that they believe are going to benefit from this, particularly Gabungan AQRS, which is their favourite.
Yes, and also IGM because of their links to Kuantan Port.
Well, the stocks are having quite a good day today. Gabungan Acres is 2.3% up, and IJM is also up slightly by 1%. I wonder whether this is a 2.7% addition to the 4.5, which means percentage points, right? Or is just 2.7 growing by 2.7, which is then still keeping the Malaysian GDP at around the sub 5% level.
Yeah, but the project will take over many years, right? So the 2.7% should not be looked at just one bullet increase, but over the duration of the project, which probably will be at least 3 years.
Daniel also highlighted several states that are going to be beneficiaries of the ECRL project, and those were Kelantan, Terengganu and Pahang. And I think this is in line with what you spoke with the foreign minister about recently, Julian.
That's right. Dato' Saifuddin Abdullah was saying that, giving some anecdotal evidence of his constituents being happy with the ECRL. But of course, whether we as a nation can afford that, and whether it adds to the 1 trillion debt that's being talked about by our finance minister and our prime minister, it's a different matter altogether. And whether this is also posturing to appease China a little bit instead of cancelling the project outright.
All right. And that's all the corporate news that we have for you, because we are coming up on the 9:30 news, after which is the BBC World Service, where Manuela Zaragoza is going to be looking at the global affordable housing crisis. So keep it here for that later, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.